Well, hello. I'm your host, Emily McKay. Today we're going to be talking about how to interpret what men are saying and what they're doing so that we know as women what our actions should be so that we can accomplish what we really want out of life. Now, to help us with what men are thinking, what better person to ask than another man himself, Scott McKay.
How's it going, ladies?
Well, thanks for joining us on our Keys to Bliss session today.
It's my pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Now, let's get back into what we're talking about, which is men and women and how men think and communicate, how that's different from the way women communicate. Now, I know that women like to think about in terms of sharing our feelings and our thoughts and talking about it. How do men differ from that?
Well, I don't know if men actually don't like to talk about their thoughts and their feelings. I think it's kind of a misnomer to say that men are not emotional, because men are involved with extreme sports. Men are involved with winning in competition at work and on the battlefield and on the sports field. And I think anybody who's ever seen a Super Bowl where your team is winning at the end can tell very, very easily that men are actually emotional. So in terms of men and women actually communicating differently, I do think men are more binary in terms of actually wanting things in black and white more often than women, who can convey more subtlety and see more of the gray area. Now, this is kind of a stereotype. It's more of a tendency than a reality for everybody. So
right.
I wanted to make that clear.
Now, that is so true. For example, the way men and women flirt are different. Women are very subtle, whereas men are very direct. If it's not straightforward, it's not going to get the point. Now, another thing I think is really important in understanding how men communicate is in the way that when they say something, in most cases, they really mean it. There's
Absolutely.
There's not that double meaning. Kind of like women, sometimes we have that double meaning. We say one thing, but really mean something else.
Well, a lot of times when women are talking to a guy, they really want the guy to know this without her having to tell him that.
Correct. Absolutely.
So they might give hints, or they might give little leading questions, hoping they get the answer they want. But the truth is, guys aren't wired that way. Guys are like, okay, tell me what you need. Like, if I take my car to a mechanic, he wants to know the noise the car is making right now so he can fix it. If I go to my doctor, he wants to know what's wrong with me. He doesn't want me to say to him, well, you know, I've been kind of having these symptoms. I'm not feeling well. Do you want to ask me 1,000 questions so that you can get a yes or no out of me? The doctor isn't going to want that.
Right.
That's the way us guys are.
That's why we're always asking, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about?
Right. And that's why we're always missing each other, because a lot of guys, you know, I'll get emails every day from guys who say, man, you know, if women would just tell me they're attracted to me or flirt with me in some way that was obvious, I wouldn't have near the anxiety about approaching women and meeting them. But see, women aren't going to do that because they want the guy to take the lead. They want it to all be as if it's his idea.
Right.
It is not going to work that way.
But even in relationships, it's even more difficult. For example, as women, we may say, leave me alone, when we really mean, come and hug me. You know, show me you really care. If a man says, leave me alone,
he means leave me alone.
Exactly. Give me space. Let me breathe. Just let me have time to myself.
But now he means leave him alone right then.
Yes.
He doesn't mean, I don't love you anymore. Go away forever.
Right.
That's a very, very important distinction that must be made. Just because a guy doesn't have time for you right now doesn't mean he has completely lost all attraction and he has slighted you, disrespected you, and you should go sulk in a corner and be afraid for the relationship.
Right.
That's not how guys are. Now, thinking about this, I've come up with kind of an exception, though, Emily, to all of this.
Yes.
And that is when a guy is trying not to create drama with a woman, or trying to protect her feelings in some way, keep her from crying or something, which, of course, is a huge phobia that just about every guy has, because we want to make women happy. We don't want to make them sad and upset. A guy will not always tell you what's on his mind when he's trying to avoid that drama or avoid that negative emotional reaction.
That's right, because he can't fix the problem.
Exactly. So in other words, if a woman says, why won't you make me your girlfriend right now? He may not give that direct answer.
Right.
He's gonna hem and haw.
Exactly. He'll use some other excuse.
Right. Or, how come you didn't call me last night? Well,
I forgot. I got busy.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, that's just a flat out excuse. You know, he may come up with something that's a little bit more subtle. He isn't going to exactly just say what is on his mind in that particular case. But I think those are the only exceptions. Otherwise, you know, when a guy tells you something, you can pretty much bank on it.
That's right. He really does mean it.
Right. Exactly.
And as ladies, we need to take it at face value and not try to make excuses for it. We're so big on going, well, you know, he really didn't mean it, or maybe he'll change his mind later down the road.
And that confuses the heck out of us guys. It's like, didn't we just tell you we weren't interested in a steady girlfriend right now? And then you're saying, yeah, well, but you didn't really mean that.
Right.
I know that deep down under there, there's a guy who wants to be my boyfriend. And we're like, you know, if I tell her I don't like to eat raw calf's liver, I probably mean it. So she probably shouldn't serve me calf's liver someday. To us, it's the same exact logic, whereas women just don't want to deal with things they perceive to be as bad news, typically.
Right.
And that easily.
Yeah, well, it's easier to make the excuse, because that way we don't have to face reality. It's so much easier to put our head in the sand and not face reality. That way we can keep things status quo.
And you know, Emily, you and I get emails from women every day who are just putting their heads in the sand.
That's right.
You know, the guy has said, look, I am a homosexual and I don't even like women. Oh, well, you know what? I think he's probably just going through a phase. What can I do to get him to like me? You know, we've gotten that exact email.
Oh, we have.
Or, you know, he said, well, you know, you live like 1,000 miles away from me. I think this is going to be a little too far away. And seeing as how you won't even send me any pictures, I don't think we should talk anymore. And the woman will go, well, what can I do to get him to change his mind? I mean, he only lives 1,000 miles away. Well, the guy has just told you what's on his mind.
Right.
And it's logical.
Exactly.
He's not going to change his mind just because you want him to.
So the first step in understanding men is really do listen and take what they're telling us at face value. They're sharing with us their feelings and their thoughts. And if we ignore that, then we're not really listening and interpreting correctly.
You're not living in reality.
You're living in another world.
Right, exactly. The only exceptions, of course, being the ones I cited.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's look at some of the other things that men will say and do. Let's talk about that some.
Let's go for it.
All right. My favorite one. When a girl asks, what are you thinking? And he says, nothing. Are men really thinking nothing? I mean, is there like this blank space on top of their head that nothing happens up there?
Well, you know, in a way, yes. I know that's a surprising answer, but sometimes we're just not thinking about anything. Or else, if we're driving in the car and we're taking in the scenery, it just seems dumb to us to tell you what we're thinking about. Like, oh, gee, there's a red BMW in front of us. That new BMW looks really, really cool. Matter of fact, I think I saw a comedy skit somewhere where a woman said, man, if I only just knew what was on his mind, right?
Right.
Or maybe it was a joke on one of the websites out there that specialize in this sort of thing. And, you know, he talked for about 30 seconds about what was on his mind, right?
Right.
And she was like, no, make it stop. Game over. <You know? laughs> 'Cause she really didn't want to know. First of all, it was boring. It was all guy stuff. Or to her horror, it was like, oh, maybe that blonde over there is better looking than my date.
Ooh.
Right. So, you know, at one level, it's kind of a silly question to us guys.
Okay.
If we wanted you to know what was on our mind, we'd tell you.
Okay.
And most guys don't understand what women are really saying, which is, will you please just have some conversation with me?
Right. Because usually when we ask that, there's really nothing going on. It's this blank emptiness of no conversation.
Now, if a woman is always in a state of not knowing what's on her boyfriend's mind,
then maybe there might be concern there.
Right. You know, there may be a very, very real concern that you don't know what he's thinking because he's thinking about doing something like breaking up. Mm. Or he's thinking about doing something like finding another woman. Or maybe things just aren't going well enough for him that he's just clamming up.
And not knowing what to say, and maybe he's constantly playing in his head what to say and do.
Right. Now, remember what I said about guys not wanting to create drama or hurt a woman's feelings. If he's totally clamming up, that's because he's afraid of saying something he'll regret.
Right.
And if that's happening all the time, then he probably doesn't have much positive to say about what's going on, and he's looking for a way out of the relationship.
Well, you know, that could lead me to this next point. When a guy is changing the subject, we confront him and ask him about these things, and the subject gets changed. I would imagine that has to do a lot with the fact that he doesn't want to face telling us what's going on, so then he'll change the subject so as not to hurt our feelings.
Exactly. When a guy's not giving you straight answers, you know, he could be just teasing you, but that's pretty advanced game and, you know, ill-advised anyway. Some guys are being taught never to give women straight answers on anything. So if they're doing it gratuitously, it's probably because someone's whispered in their ear some kind of quote-unquote dating advice in that direction. But for the most average guys out there, your garden variety guy, right?
Right.
If he's hedging the answers,
he's afraid we're not going to like the answer.
Yes, he's saying to himself, you are about to hear something you don't want to know.
And maybe you don't want to know.
Right, exactly. But give the guy credit for not flat out lying.
True.
You know, and one of these questions that women famously ask is, how many women have you slept with?
And he's like, like a deer with headlights.
Right. My standard answer was 6,944. And I'd start laughing. Right?
That's funny.
It is funny. Most guys realize there's no answer for that that's a good answer. We get emails from guys who are 30-year-old virgins, and they go, man, if a woman ever found out that I have slept with no women, she'll run away screaming.
So in that particular case, we think the worst, and really, he's never been with anybody.
Right. And so what's the right answer? Is 10 too many? Is 5 too many?
Is 0 too little?
Is 0 too little? Is 2 too few? Is it 3? That's the sweet spot. So, like, when you ask a question like that to a guy, ladies, understand that he feels like he's been painted into a corner. He's not going to understand there to be a positive answer to that question.
Because every woman has a different opinion on what that is.
And I don't think any woman asks that question expecting something that's going to make her happy out of his mouth.
That's true.
Right. You see what I mean?
It's a losing question.
Exactly. And there are several others like that.
Right. That's right. I mean, it makes sense to change the subject in that case.
Exactly.
Now, when he says, I don't want to talk about it.
He's not liking drama. He does not want to get into something that starts an argument right now. Mm-hmm. It's not that he's disrespecting you necessarily. It's just that you've brought out something that is going to either create drama or create a lot of emotion. And he's just not in that frame of mind at the moment.
My next favorite phrase, maybe. Maybe we'll do that.
You know, if a woman says maybe to a guy, she probably means no, and she just doesn't want to hurt his feelings. Because there's a lot of that going around, this I don't want to hurt your feelings stuff, even right. Between the genders. When a guy says maybe, he probably does need to go and think about it. Remember, guys like to put concepts to the test. They like to ruminate upon the ramifications of stuff and then come up with an answer that is born out of some kind of quantitative analysis.
Right. And that makes sense because every time I got a maybe, you know, as much as I hated the word maybe, I still have an opportunity to go back and get a yes out of it.
Right. And of course, the more complexity to the question you're asking, plus how much it's just coming out of nowhere unexpectedly, that's kind of the equation that's going to decide how much the likelihood is he's going to say maybe about it.
Right.
How likely it is that he's going to say maybe to what you're saying. Because you can't just expect a guy to come up with the answer to a complex question that he's never even expected previously as a yes or no right now.
Right, something he has given no thought to, and now he needs to give some thought to it.
Right, for example, you come to me and go, hey, why don't we spend a weekend in the wine country in California at the beginning of August? And right now it's mid-July.
Right, you're going to go,
let me go and run the numbers.
Right.
Let me go think about it. Maybe. You won't usually get a flat maybe from a guy. Usually he'll qualify it a little bit. And what comes after the maybe is something that should be listened to by a woman because that's where his real feelings are coming out.
Now that will tell you whether he means yes or whether he means no. Now moving right along. If he says, I don't need to share everything with you, that's the equivalent of a woman saying to a man, I don't feel safe. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, if a woman says, I don't know you well enough yet for that, that's going to kind of buy her some time and buy her some space.
Right.
She's not saying, I don't like you to the guy. She's saying, you know, you're suggesting something I'm just not ready for.
Something I'm not comfortable with.
Right. Now, women will do this from an informational basis. They'll start probing a guy for information and stuff that a guy may feel like he's not ready to share yet.
Right.
You know, what happened between you and your ex-wife? You know, and this is happening 20 minutes into the first date. Well, the guy has every right to say, look, I don't feel comfortable sharing that with you yet.
Right.
It may be I don't care to share something like that with someone right now because it would throw a damper on this whole date. Or it could be my personality type is just that I don't wear everything on my sleeve like that. You're still kind of a stranger to me. He won't say it in those words, but that's what he's feeling. And it's like there's going to have to be a little bit more trust, a little bit more water under the bridge before I'm ready to be that vulnerable. And ladies, you got to understand a guy has a right to feel that way, the same way you do, at least for some amount of time. Now, if it's been a year and there's stuff that's still skeletons in the closet that you're trying to go shine some light on and he doesn't want to talk about it, maybe that's a red flag.
Yeah, then you're going to really have to find out what that skeleton is in the closet because it may be something you can't deal with.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about some insecurities that men would have and the things to look for and what they're going to say that indicates that he's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them are very obvious, like, are you dating other men?
Or no, are you asking him that or is he asking you that? If you were asking me whether I was dating other men, I don't think that would make me insecure. No, that's I'd have an answer ready for you.
Right. That's him asking me.
Ah, okay.
Or him asking the woman if she's dating other men okay. while they're actually in a relationship.
Yes, that's him wondering what's going on. And, you know, I think if a woman isn't very clear that she's dating other guys, then there should have been some conversation that he should have initiated that says, hey, you know what, let's talk about what this relationship looks like. Do we date other people? Well, matter of fact, you never assume exclusivity at all until it's talked about.
Exactly.
So maybe that's a legitimate question. If you have agreed to have an exclusive relationship and you're not giving this guy any indication that you're dating other guys and he's just hammering you with, are you dating other guys? Is there someone else? Well, then, yeah, that is clinically pathological insecurity, I'd say.
Something to watch out for. Now, other things to look for. If he's asking a lot of personal sexual questions that leave you really uncomfortable, like what positions you like or, you know, the questions that he shouldn't be asking, especially really early in a relationship.
Well, that's him probing to see if you're sexually available to him. And he's doing it in kind of a ham-fisted, very novice way. A guy can find out whether a woman is sexually interested in him in very effective ways. And they're not, hey, do you like it doggy style or not? That's not a way to ask a woman whether she's interested in you or not. That's like a prurient question that almost like a guy would ask if he's at a peep show addressing a woman who's paid to be sexual towards him, like a 900 line or something. You know, and real world women aren't going to be amenable to that. It's just kind of a boneheaded, you know,
not knowing how to treat women.
Yeah, it's a boneheaded move by a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. It's very, very much a novice move, an amateurish move, definitely.
Wow. Well, definitely stay away from that.
And you don't owe a guy like that any answers.
Oh, absolutely not. And
that's offensive.
Interesting thing is he'll try to make you feel guilty for not answering the question.
Yeah, that's just Neanderthal. Very, very under-evolved.
Now, that moves me to the next question, which is very similar to that, is when he's asking questions about your ex-boyfriend and doesn't let up on it.
Well, what kind of questions do you mean exactly?
Well, stuff like, well, what happened between you and your last boyfriend?
Why did you break up?
Or, you know, how did things
go?
Yeah.
What was it like? I think that's another very ineffective way for a guy to probe whether a woman likes men or not, whether she has positive experiences in her relationships. He's probably looking for her to say, well, you know, it ended amicably and, you know, we're still friends or we decided we weren't right for each other.
Mm-hmm.
If she's like, well, you know, the jerk, he did this and he did that and wouldn't buy me the Mustang convertible he promised me and blah, blah, blah. Well, then, you know, he's going to start getting the answers he needs.
Right.
So there's a very, very specific reason why he would ask those questions.
Okay.
And that would be to find out, like I said, what her general attitude is towards stuff.
Okay. Now, what about, let's take it one step further. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in a sexual relationship now between you and this new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And after having your first contact together, he's going to start asking questions like, well, was I better? Or oh boy. Am I larger?
Exactly. That's almost like the no-win question version from the guy's side.
Yes.
Exactly. The women involved in that discussion should do what they can to help the guy feel good about himself sexually without qualifying it or giving him an objective answer to the question.
Especially if he was small and unsatisfying.
Well, you know, what's going to happen there is you're probably not going to continue that relationship much longer if you were completely dissatisfied and he comes, you know, at you at the end of the experience from a position of extreme insecurity like that. I mean, security and confidence can cover a multitude of problems there, but women just don't like guys who are insecure. So when a guy is coming at a woman with questions like that, to me it just says he's sabotaging the relationship.
Yes, and then at all costs, try to avoid answering the question.
Well, just make him feel better about himself right then and there, because it's a bad idea just to totally submarine a guy sexually after he has not performed well. I mean, you could wound him for life.
Ooh, really?
Absolutely.
Something to think about.
But, you know, that's a silly question for a guy to ask.
But, you know, they ask those questions.
Because everybody knows you really can't compare people anyway.
Now, if he asks you what kind of job you have or how much money you make, that was something I got a lot when I was dating.
Well, I think you got that a lot because you had a good job and were making good money. And you could probably get some guys coming your way who thought maybe, well, you know what? Here's a woman who can support me.
Oh, yes. I got plenty of those.
And that's kind of bass-ackwards. But anyway, some guys I'm sure would ask that. I think it's a silly thing to do. It completely telegraphs that the guy has no ambition, has no ability to lead or provide, and he's hoping that you will take what I would consider to be a masculine role in the relationship. I'm sure it just made you vomit.
Oh, it did. I hated that question.
I mean, I think it's fair to know what kind of financial condition the woman's in. I mean, a guy doesn't want to marry a woman and find out that she owes $150,000 in MasterCard bills and has creditors calling her every day.
Right. Kind of like that commercial where the woman's holding, throwing a fit.
Right.
Going
yes.
through their living room, but they can't afford to be anywhere other than their mother's
home.
Yeah,
you know, it's the credit report commercial where he's singing the song, you know, and he didn't know it. And now they're living in their mama's basement because
yes.
she had bad credit. Yeah.
Yeah, very funny.
A guy does need to know about a woman's financial situation. There needs to be full disclosure before they get into any serious committed long-term relationship. No doubt.
Long-term, like in almost married or almost in a marital state.
Yes.
Not when you're first dating or within the first few months of dating.
First few months of dating, I would think you're probably getting somewhere, especially if you're exclusive.
Right.
But certainly not before you're exclusive, before
exactly.
it would ever affect the guy.
That's right. If your finances have no bearing on him, it's not his business. Now, another thing that would really motion the fact that he's insecure is if he's asking a lot of questions like, do you like me? Are you having fun today? Or
right.
things of that nature.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a guy there who's insecure and needy.
Right.
And that's
going to
turn women off. And don't feel guilty about that.
Right. Or I might be saying something that's maybe going to upset you. You know, you're okay, right?
Exactly. That's just inexcusable. Guys shouldn't be worrying about whether a woman likes them or not. Now, I will say this. Here's a caveat. There are women out there who will not give guys any indicators of interest whatsoever. They'll sit there stone-faced on dates. Why? Well, because they don't want to come off too forward. They don't want to seem like they're too eager. They don't want to give this guy any ideas about coming on too strong on the first date or whatsoever. So what they do is they remain passionless. They don't give any indication to this guy.
Going from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Right. They just completely sit on their hands and, you know, they smile and say, well, you know, huh, that's nice. I'm having a good time tonight. Meanwhile, the woman could be completely turned on by the guy. She could think he's just fantastic. But if a woman is getting this on a regular basis, if she's getting a steady diet of, do you even like me? Were you having fun tonight? Was everything okay? I mean, if she gets a lot of, are you all right? Is everything okay? And she's going, yeah, no problem. Then it may not be so much that she's dating a lot of insecure, needy guys. Although I will say this, there is no excuse for a guy getting that insecure. But if she wants guys who feel more comfortable in her presence, she may want to just laugh at a few of his jokes, give the impression that she's having a good time, generally be the kind of woman she would be from a fun perspective that she would be if she was out with her girlfriends.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to completely hold yourself in reserve because you're almost phobic that he's going to get this idea that he can get some off of you tonight.
Right.
Give him some indicator that you're at least having a good time, and that will be dramatically lessened, I think, in a lot of these cases.
Yeah, appear pleasant and have a good time.
Exactly.
Just enjoy yourself.
And that should be enough for most guys to figure out you're at least having a good time.
Now, here's something funny and cute. Are you high maintenance? I used to get that question.
Oh, really? Now?
Now, it was interesting.
Probably because you are.
So many men interpret this differently. So once I realized that, I didn't just outright answer the question. I would first go, okay, what do you consider high maintenance?
Exactly. Because high maintenance could mean anything.
Could be from a financial state. You know, right. Are you high maintenance? Am I going to have to like go broke trying to support your right. clothes, your shoes, your earrings, your nails, your hair, the works?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you full of drama? Am yeah, I exactly. always going to be worried about what's the next thing that's going to blow up in a relationship?
Emotional high maintenance. Exactly. Or, you know, from a time perspective, from a need to spend lots of time with a guy or to be called 6 or 8 or 15 or 40 times a day. Or her calling you saying, are you thinking about me? What you thinking? All of these things could be construed to be high maintenance.
Yeah. So before you answer that question, yes or no, find out specifically what he means by that.
Yeah. Because the same guy who is not interested in pouring $100,000 a year into your salon and manicure habit may be perfectly okay with a woman who wants a lot of his time.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Sure. Why not?
Now, there's a misunderstanding when it comes to gold diggers.
Oh, is there now?
I believe so. Some of us women sometimes feel that a lot of guys think that women, all women, are just gold diggers.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it kind of makes us feel uncomfortable, especially with men who have money, that they might perceive us as being gold diggers whenever we really want a sweet, wonderful guy in our lives, and he happens to have money.
Yeah, and you're saying that a lot of times a guy will say, all women are gold diggers, or are you a gold digger?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of a trick question. This is funny because I think women are hardwired to want a guy who's a provider. And guys, of course, often look at women from a purely visual sexual perspective. And women, of course, will stereotypically say, well, you're just shallow. You only look at what's on the surface with a woman. But see, guys may look at a woman and say, well, she's just being superficial because all she wants is a guy with money.
Right.
And of course, the guys who don't have any money are the first to blame women for being superficial. And women who are not generally considered sexually attractive are the first ones to blame guys for being superficial when they say they just want a woman who looks great.
Right. So it's only natural for a woman to want a good provider.
There's it is absolutely wrong natural. With it,
and we shouldn't feel guilty for that.
No. The problem is when you're treating a guy like an ATM machine.
Yes.
You're bilking him for lobster dinners, et cetera, et cetera. Now, just today I talked to a guy who writes an online profile for women, and he's talking about all the stuff he has and the car he drives and how he likes to buy women lobster dinners. He shouldn't complain when he attracts a bunch of gold diggers because he makes good money and he's telling women, the reason why you should be attracted to me is because I can give you stuff.
Right.
It's just like a woman who puts an online profile up with just a picture and says, holla at your girl because you know you like what you see. Well, guess what? She's going to get a lot of guys who just want one thing. So Sex. She couldn't complain, having done that, that guys only want one thing because it's exactly what she's asking for. So I think both genders at times have a tendency to really resent something in the opposite sex. Meanwhile, they're asking for it. They're calling it out. They're inviting it.
So if we're with a guy and he's making an issue of this, it's because he's had problems with this in the past.
Absolutely.
And this is really his issue.
Probably. Now, a woman, if she really is just trying to get money from a guy, well, then she's a gold digger.
Right.
And, you know, make no mistake, if a guy is only trying to get laid, well, then he's just really looking at women as sex objects. But a lot of women do want a guy who's a provider, and they are willing to do their part in a relationship, to make a great relationship. There's nothing wrong with that.
And so guys really shouldn't be making us feel guilty for that. And if he does, that's his problem.
Again, well, you know, check yourself. Because there's extremes. There's an appropriate level of wanting a guy to be a provider for you. And then there's just wanting to use a guy for stuff.
That's true. Anyway, moving right along. Let's go to the next subject. Because we covered this one pretty good mm-hmm. on the lines of insecurities. But now we need to look for signs of when a guy has lost attraction for us.
Sure.
And the biggest one, of course, we'll start with the ones that are just plain and simple. And let's get to the more difficult ones. Which is when a guy stops contacting us. When he stops calling, he no longer wants to communicate with us. He has definitely let us know, beyond a doubt, that this relationship is completely over.
Yeah, you know, guys are real wusses about that. A guy should be able to give women closure, but something strange goes on in our minds. Again, we don't want to create drama. We don't want to make you cry. We don't want to create an upset feeling in you. So what do? We avoid it. We just disappear. And you know, the less amount of time that you've been dating a guy, the more likely this is to happen. If he takes you out on a date, he may say, yeah, sure, let's go out again sometime. Then you never hear from him again. Unless he got hit by a bus or something tragic happens, you know, God forbid. What happened more likely is he really didn't have a great time and he has better options and he doesn't want to see you again. So that's just the way it's going to be. I think it's pathetic. I don't think it's very manly at all, but guys are absolutely guilty of just dropping it.
Right, and that's just the way life is, and we have to accept it that way.
Unfortunately.
Calling him 15 times isn't going to change that fact.
It won't make him more attracted to you either. It may get you closure, ultimately, but I think you got your closure if he's just not calling you back. The unfortunate part is, you know, he may take a couple days to call you back because, again, bad dating advice out there says, oh, you know, don't be too needy, guys. Wait 3 days after an incredibly fantastic first date to call her. So women are on pins and needles for those 3 days wondering what's going to happen.
Right.
That's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Now, if a guy continuously forgets to call you when he's supposed to call you.
Wait. When is he supposed to call you?
Well, if he says, I'm going to call you tomorrow and he doesn't.
Right, exactly.
Okay. He says, you know what? I just got a call on the other line. Let me call you right back.
Right.
And he doesn't.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's flaky.
That's flaky, but that's an indication that he's not attracted. He's not all that interested in you.
Yeah, you're not a high priority for a guy like that.
No, not to the point where he's going to forget to call you back. Now, if he's not calling you every day is another issue. You're not in a relationship mode when this is going on.
Right. A guy may not want to call you every single day because let's face it, if a woman is getting a call every day from a guy, she's going to start thinking, hey, this is my boyfriend.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, there's some regularity going on here with our communication, et cetera, et cetera. So if he's thinking, well, wait a minute, I don't necessarily want to have a steady girlfriend just yet, so I better not call her every day, that could be what's going on there.
Yes, that's something to look at. Now, another indication that he's not very attracted or that he's losing attraction is that he's refusing to introduce you to his friends and his family.
Absolutely.
Now, there are a couple other things that might be going on. If they don't know that you exist, it could be that he has another girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or you mentioned another option as well, besides him not being interested in you.
Yeah. It could be that he is ashamed of you. He's ashamed of your looks. He's afraid that people will see the girl that he's with, the woman that he's with, and go, oh my gosh, dude, you could have done so much better. And start laughing and think poorly of him. Because his woman isn't that attractive.
Now, we've seen this happen before, and there was nothing wrong with the woman.
No, not necessarily.
It was just his perception of what he thinks a perfect woman should be.
Right, so he's having a good time with her, and he likes her company, and maybe he doesn't have a lot of options, and he feels already like he's settled. Because he's not so attracted to her. So, ultimately, he's going to be ashamed of her and won't introduce her out in public. And that's something a woman should run away from.
Right, so if he's not introducing you to his friends and family, that's something serious, especially if you're in a relationship.
Now, you mentioned that he might have a girlfriend he's not telling you about.
Yes.
Which is why you need to be secret. There's one other option, and that's if you have a very dramatic personality and you're not very stable emotionally.
Oh, that's right. You might be embarrassing him.
You might be embarrassing him publicly, and he's not going to risk it. And he's not going to tell you that either because, ironically, that's your personality type. You'll blow up. You'll create drama. So he's just going to avoid it. He's not going to embarrass himself by taking you out to let you say or do whatever antics or shenanigans you're going to do that would just humiliate him.
Right. Now, another tactic men use, instead of breaking up with us, sometimes they'll say, well, you know what? I've been really, really busy. I've been working hard. I'm doing a lot with my career. Or he may use an excuse that he's having these really personal problems with family or with friends or something. So he doesn't have the time for you right now.
Or I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, sugarcoating the truth. He's just not attracted, and he doesn't want to tell you that straight up.
Now, I want to be your friend.
Are you talking about with or without benefits?
Well, either way, really.
Well, if he says he just wants to be friends with you, that's unusual for a guy, because guys really are usually only going to hang out with women they're really attracted to. So usually it's women giving the guys the just be friends talk,
mm-hmm.
right? But if he says to you, hey, look, you know what? I just want to be friends. That means you've been pursuing him hard and he's not attracted.
Right. And he's going to say stuff like, I need space. I like you, but.
I like you, but. Yes. Anything that comes after the but is what you listen to, of course.
Right. Because anything before that means nothing.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now, if he just wants to be friends with benefits, in other words, you're having sex and he doesn't exactly want to kick you out of his life yet, then that's a matter of the woman understanding that she's being told the truth by the guy. And she needs to decide what her priorities vis-a-vis what he's been told are.
Right. And don't ever expect him to ever want to settle down or commit to you.
Exactly. Yes. You are not going to get anywhere with a guy who says, "I look, you know what? I just want a woman right now I can, you know, have a little fun with. I just want to be friends with you. Nothing serious. No commitment. No strings attached."
Right.
You're not going to get a no strings attached guy to all of a sudden get a 2x4 upside the head 3 days later and go, "Oh my goodness. I've just been completely missing it. This woman is the love of my life and I want to be with her forever." Does it happen? Of course it happens.
It's very rare.
But it's very rare. Absolutely. You don't depend on it by any stretch of the imagination.
And he's not going to be changing his mind later down the road. Even a year from now, he's still going to feel the same about you as he does today.
And sex will not change a man's perception or whether he wants to commit to you or not.
No, absolutely not.
Make no mistake. Unless he's really desperate and has never gotten any in his entire life. That has its own set of issues.
Now, if he says, let's start seeing other people.
Ah.
Now, he's not saying, let's try this out for now and then let's try to rectify our relationship later. He's saying flat out, the relationship is over.
Yes, he's looking for an escape hatch, but he's not ready to just dump you. In other words, especially if he's still getting some from you and he wants to kind of play the field, he may say that just to bide his time for a while. Maybe he's not completely sure. He's kind of not attracted to you anymore, but he's not ready to quite be alone yet.
Right.
But when someone, man or woman, says to the other, I think we should start seeing other people, it is absolutely a euphemistic way of saying, you know what, I'm feeling a little smothered here.
Right. I'm looking for the escape hatch and I'm taking it.
Yes. I need some freedom here.
Yeah. I like you. Now, this particular phrase can happen one or two ways, and based on how that comes about, that'll let you know whether he's sincere in the fact that he likes you. For example, if he just says it out of the blue, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really liking you.
Yes.
He's really liking you.
Yes,
that's
he
an
is.
Awesome thing. You
yes,
want to hear that.
You're a really cool girl is the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
Unless he says, you're a really cool girl, but, or I like you, but.
Yeah, buts are bad.
Right. If that comes out of the blue, yeah, you don't want any buts on the end of I like you. But if he just comes out with it, it's like I'm falling in like. He's not ready to drop the L word, but he's giving you the pre-L word.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, if he says it under pressure, like you say, I love you.
Yeah, I know. It would be your answer. Yeah, or I like you too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
No different for a guy than it would be for a woman. Someone has prematurely launched the L-word cruise missile, and you know what? It's definitely true that a bomb's been dropped there.
Right, and this is the one time when he uses I like you as a way of trying not to lie to you, saying that I love
yes.
you back. He's trying to be honest, but at the same time, he doesn't want to be brutally honest to the point where he's going to say, but I'm not in love with you.
Right.
Because that's going to open up a whole can of worms and drama, which again, as we already stated, they hate drama.
Exactly. You know, ladies, don't just drop the L-word cheaply on guys. Make it matter. And actually, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that women should pretty much wait for the guy to take the lead on that.
Right.
Especially if you don't want to be humiliated.
No, especially that. Now, if he says, you're acting psycho.
Yeah, you need to check your emotions.
And getting more upset about it is going to make it worse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a time for a woman to really reflect on her demeanor in general and her psychological well-being. If she's hitting a lot of stretches with guys just calling her psycho, then maybe she ought to look in the mirror. And, you know, ironically, all the women who are psycho out there, if they're listening to this, are going to go, who, me, psycho? No way. But see, that's the exact point. You know, a lot of denial often comes with that. But if guys are saying this a lot, and indeed, this goes for anything in life. If you hear the same thing over and over from people, positive or negative, you really should listen to it. Now, a lot of times you'll hear one negative thing from one person and you'll go, oh my gosh, that person was right because that's someone I respect. I'm just going to take their word at face value and think I'm that way for the rest of my life. Very different to hear one negative thing from one person
versus hearing it from the whole world.
Time and time again, yes. So you don't necessarily take something to heart that one person said to you.
That's right.
But when you hear it a lot, it's time to go look in the mirror.
That's right. Now, if there's an ex-boyfriend you have not heard from, and all of a sudden he calls you clear out of the blue going, you know, I really miss you, and I'm really wanting to see you. I really need you tonight.
Well, someone's feeling desperate and lonely.
He's wanting to get laid.
He's hit a stretch there where something bad has happened or not a whole lot good has happened, and he's feeling sorry for himself, and you are basically the last option on the list.
Right, and be very careful not to fall into his manipulative tactics. Whatever follows out of his mouth after that, don't take it at face value. Another phrase that happens quite often is a man will say, you know, I really like you and I would like to marry you someday. And what's interesting is a ring and a proposal never ever comes. Year after year goes by and he still says the same words, I would love to marry you someday.
Yeah, he's probably keeping his options open. If you were the kind of woman he wanted to commit to, he would have done it not after 2 or 3 or 5 years. But probably, you know, I'd say 9 months to a year, you can tell whether you want to spend the rest of your life with someone or not, usually.
Right. And especially if he said those words.
Exactly.
Something should follow after that.
Right. Agreed.
So if he's not, then he's just saying it just to keep you around. Now, the another thing that's often said is, it's not you, it's me.
It's you. Now, it could be that he just doesn't want a relationship, that he's dealing with his own personal struggles. He could be dealing with personal struggles at any level. He could have serious health concerns that you don't know about and thinking to himself, well, I really don't want to drag someone into a marriage if I'm not going to live very long. He may have sexual orientation issues.
Or sexual diseases.
Yes, exactly. It could be anything. It really could be him and not you. If you're thinking about getting into a very serious relationship and he just doesn't want to hurt you or tell you what's going on.
So really you don't know when he's saying, it's not you, it's me. It either might be, and then again, it might not be. It's hard to tell.
Well, notwithstanding the examples I gave, usually it is a nice way for him to say, look, I'm just not attracted. I'm thinking this isn't going to work. No matter what, the important thing is, whether it's euphemistically spoken or not, the important thing is this relationship's going nowhere.
Right.
You're not going to salvage it.
Right, exactly. Now, here's something to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a friend. She means absolutely nothing to me.
Wow, anytime you hear, she means nothing to me, that person is nobody to me, you've got to understand, if you're saying to people that your friends are nobody to you, then you're a liar. You're saying something and going over the top with it in an effort to make someone else feel assuaged.
Right. That's the key clue right there.
Right.
Our friends do mean something to
us. They do. To say someone means nothing to me, it's someone going really, really to the opposite side of the spectrum in terms of being extreme.
So that you don't know the truth.
Right. Just to completely make sure that it never comes up again. But, you know, anytime you say, she means nothing to me.
She means a lot to him.
You're dealing with a slime ball. People who are good to people don't talk like that.
No, absolutely not. Move on.
And she probably means more than just a friend, too, as an aside.
Right. And don't ignore and pretend, well, what he said is the truth. Now, if he's not ready to meet your parents or your friends or your family and you're in a relationship, you're really on the low priority list. He doesn't really account value to you.
Exactly. I agree 100% with that.
Now, here's another one. I have to get up early in the morning and it's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock.
One or two things are going on.
Right.
Okay, either he's a well-established businessman and he really does have things to get done the next day. He has to get up at 4 a.m. to catch a plane.
Yeah, true.
Granted.
I've been there.
Right, we've all been there. But sometimes it could be that he has another date lined up that he knows that he's going to have a great time at.
Right, exactly. You know, I got to get up early. I think I hear my mother calling me, all those kind of things.
Right.
I've got something better to do and it's not you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It could also be, I'm just not having fun on this date and things need to end.
Or he double booked.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got you first in line and he was probably going to cancel the other gal if he was having fun with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's thinking he's probably better off with the other gal. Now, this could be followed by the situation you talked about earlier where he doesn't call you anymore.
Right.
Now, if you have a guy who had to get up early in the morning and said, you know, I'll call you, and you don't get a call for a few days, you know, don't really hold out much hope.
Right. Well, could
that
he
didn't
be,
go well.
Could he be going to another woman for just the simple gratifications of having a friend with benefits?
Oh, most definitely.
He's had a great time with you, but now he needs to satisfy the other half of him?
Exactly. Possible. You know, it depends on the guy, but I wouldn't discount that possibility one bit.
Okay, something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about things that are indicators that he may not be attracted to you.
Sure.
Let's talk about things that really indicate that he is truly hot for you.
All right.
He's inviting you to his house or inviting himself to your house.
He's open to the idea of something physical happening. He may not pressure you. He might not push it if he's a gentleman, but he's feeling some kind of sexual attraction for you, and he's hoping that something intimate happens there.
That's right. Now,
or else he's cooking for you.
Yeah. He also may be very interested, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And he really likes you, but, you know, he can't be your boyfriend because you already have a boyfriend.
Okay.
So the next phrase comes out. Well, I know you have a boyfriend, but, you know, we could still be friends.
He is going to be positioning himself as your first option if you ever decide, A, you want to cheat on your boyfriend or if you leave him.
Right. He's trying to feel it out.
Yeah, exactly. Because a guy may be saying to himself, well, you know what? I am feeling that she's kind of attracted to me. I'm mm-hmm. kind of attracted to her. There's a little spark there.
And she hasn't kicked me out of her life yet.
Exactly.
That's the clue he's really looking for.
Yeah, right. You know, she's flirting just a little bit too much. She's a little bit too open to me. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I know you have a boyfriend or whatever, but that's okay. Let's just be friends for now. You talked about the invitation to come over to the house.
Right.
Sometimes a woman will say to a guy, matter of fact, I just spoke to the guys on my list about this. Hey, you know, I have a boyfriend, and he and I have been dating for over a year now. But if you want to come over to my house and hang out and listen to CDs or something, you're welcome to do that. And what a woman may be doing in that situation is saying to the guy, hey, look, you know, I have social value here. There's other guys out there that like me. But ladies, you need to understand that is going to be lost on a guy. A guy isn't going to see that as, oh, wow, yeah, other guys like her. And maybe it isn't going so well between her boyfriend and her. Maybe I should go over her house because what she's trying to say is, you know, I'd like to trade up.
Right.
But he's not going to probably see that. He's going to go over there and behave himself, listen to CDs with you and go home, and you're going to be upset. That happens a lot. I mean, there's certain ladies, I'm sure, listening to this going, man, that's preposterous. I never do that. But for the one or two ladies out there who are listening to this and it's resonating, that may be the most valuable thing they hear on this entire audio.
Right. Take that very seriously.
Yeah. Guys exactly. don't understand subtlety when it comes to that. They will say, well, she has a boyfriend. I don't want to make her a cheater. I'm not a cheater. And she's saying, dude, I'm telling you other guys like me, but things aren't going well with my boyfriend. Make a move. But he won't.
He's a gentleman.
Yes, that's right.
They're very respectful. And then in that case, dump your boyfriend and go with the respectful guy.
Exactly. Because that he'll be able to relate to. I broke up with my boyfriend.
So I could be with you.
Yes, it's different. Right. You don't even have to say, so I could be with you.
Right.
It's just, remember the boyfriend I told you about? Well, he's not in the picture anymore.
Woohoo!
What are you going to do about that?
Right.
One time I had a gal I was working with who was dating a couple guys here and there, and I had been dating someone, and I broke up with her. I broke up with my serious girlfriend. Well, one of the guys that she was dating decided to go ahead and take it up with my ex-girlfriend. And they hooked up this, that, and the other, right? Well, she comes to me at work and goes, hey, you know, this guy I've been seeing, you know, he hooked up with your ex-girlfriend. How do you feel about that? And I was like, well, you know, I'm broken up with her, and I really don't have anything I feel about that at all. Well, aren't you just a little bit upset? I'm really upset that this guy I was seeing hooked up with your ex-girlfriend, and I think you should be upset about it, too. What are you going to do about it?
Go out with her.
Well, I wasn't that smart. I'm a guy. I didn't decode that language. Ladies, you're going to have to be a little bit more upfront especially when you're dealing things like ex-girlfriends, I have a boyfriend, the guy is going to default to the most logical way of thinking, which is, if we're talking about my ex-girlfriend here and what I think about it, the manly thing to say is, I don't think about it. I don't care about her. Stop talking about her. When the woman was trying to say, dude, I'm giving you the perfect opportunity to, you know, get out your frustrations. She should have said something like, hey, you know what? I'm frustrated that my ex-boyfriend is with your ex-girlfriend, and that leaves both of us single. Don't you think we should go have a little fun of our own? But see, women will almost never say that. But that's what a guy would have understood. So just kind of an interesting take on how male-female dynamics work in those situations. A couple of key examples there for you.
Right. Well, moving right along, the I love you question and the I love you response.
Guys may pressure a woman for sex by telling her he loves her.
Right.
They may just drop the ILY as a way of compelling the woman to have sex with him. And if he thinks that's what it takes, he may do it. And then the next morning he goes, you know, I'm going to think about it. Maybe I don't really.
Right.
Now, if a guy is being pressured for the ILY from a woman, he's just going to start resenting her. It's not going to make him want to love her anymore.
Right. If anything, it'll scare him.
Exactly.
Now, if he says that out of the blue, out of his own heart, because he really cares about you, and you can usually know when it's genuine.
Right.
Because nothing is expected of you after that.
Right.
Then you know it's genuine and that he does love you.
Yeah, but beware of anybody who throws I love you out.
For nothing.
Cheaply. Yes.
Right. It has to have value. Now, if a guy says, I don't want to have kids, or he could either say also, I do want to have kids, unless he's like 18 or 20 years old, he's going to be very firm about that decision.
Younger guys who say, I don't want to have kids, are likely to change their mind by their mid-20s or late 20s.
Right. But I would be very careful with that, because sometimes there's some men who never, ever change their mind about that.
Yeah, and that's the danger of a woman marrying a guy at age 20, 22, who says, I don't want any kids.
Right.
He may have really meant it forever.
Right.
Yeah.
So something to be very cautious about. Now, other things to look out for is, do you love me? If you love me, you would do...
That is the definition of manipulation. You know, if you really did love me, if you really did care about me, you would do this for me. That is very, very upsetting to hear for a woman. It should be. Because that is screaming out that this guy's a manipulator.
Right. You know you love me anyway.
You know you love me anyway is a guy feeling like he can take liberties with you. Do things that disrespect you, humiliate you, etc. And then
he can embarrass you and go,
right,
you love me anyway.
And then you love me anyway. And that means that he can expect to do that again to you.
Right.
Because you've allowed it.
Right.
That's not actually something that's gender specific. Women do that to guys too.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm not drunk. I'm just a little buzz.
Yeah, a guy will never, ever, ever, you know, insert 10 evers at the end of that, right? Give you the keys to drive him home when he's drunk. He will deny it forever. So women, if you know your guy's drunk after he's taken you out and, you know, you've been not getting drunk and you're perfectly okay, take the keys. Demand the keys or else you're walking. And a guy may look at you and go, wow, you're serious. But if you're just casually saying, are you okay? Is it okay for you to drive? He's always going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Always. Did I say always?
Yes.
Because I meant always. All right.
You could say, you know what? I really love driving and I'd like to try out your car. Could I drive tonight?
Oh, God. He may call a cab for both of you.
Aw. Now, I get this a lot in my emails.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I have to mention this. It's the last one on the list. But you know, if the guy calls you at the last minute and he never makes plans with you, but he calls you at the last minute and expects you to drop everything you got going on to go out with him.
You're not the first on his list. You are not the highest priority. No person is that spontaneous. Ironically, a bunch of women are like, wow, I like a really spontaneous guy. Well, you know, if you get a guy who deprioritizes you, you're going to get a spontaneous guy. He's going to call you Friday at 6:30 saying, hey, let's go out tonight.
And if you can't, he gets upset.
Right, right, yes. Again, manipulation. But yes, when you're only being called at the last minute repeatedly, you are not first on a guy's list.
And either accept that and have a great time with it, or don't.
Bingo.
But that wraps it up, because that is a lot of material we covered, and it took us an hour to do it.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Almost an hour, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed it.
Me too.
I mean, I think I learned a little from this too.
Yeah, me too.
It's great having another guy in the room who can actually give us the guy's perspective on things and say, yeah, that's right. That's how it is.
And I've tried to be as honest and straightforward as possible. So hopefully that was helpful.
Yes, thank you. Well, I really enjoyed having you here on Keys to Bliss. Until next time, have fun.
And be good.